This is another episode of The Right Life Podcast, your number one source for everything bariatric surgery, from pre-op to post-op. Registered dietitian Alex Conception gives you real, raw tips and motivation through your journey. This is The Right Life Podcast.
Good evening, guys, and welcome back to The Right Life Podcast. Today, we are taking a little sidestep on nutrition, lifestyle, and I want to talk about mindset a little bit, okay? Give you a little pep talk during this quarantine. Talk about where your mind is right now. We're living in a time of fear, a fear of uncertainty. As you may know, I live in Las Vegas, and we just got word that we still don't know when we're going to open back up. We have interviews with the mayor, we have statements from the governor, and one thing remains certain, and that is we are uncertain about when everything is going to resume, businesses are going to open, and we can get back to our lives. Unfortunately, with this uncertainty, a lot of us let the fear take over. And it's become apparent with a lot of my recent consults. We have a goal, or we have goals, but we are being crippled by this new norm, our current situation. We are leaning on fear and using this time as an excuse to not do what we want to do and accomplish what we want to accomplish. Some examples, things I hear, I'm not used to being home all day, so I'm making all these pastries, I'm making all these desserts. My family wants to eat all of this garbage. The gyms aren't open. I hate it right now. I just want everything to go back to normal. Does that sound familiar? So my question to you is, what are you actually doing with your time right now? For many of us, this is exactly what you asked for. There are so many things that you want to do, but you don't have the time, right? For a lot of people now, you do have the time, and I encourage you to make the most of it. It's all perspective, okay? I do want to throw out a disclaimer. I'm not making light of this pandemic by any means. I have people very close to me directly affected by it, and my thoughts and prayers are with them. I also know that the essential workers don't have excess time. So I guess this rant isn't really for you. Also for those essential workers, we do thank you for your service, and we wouldn't be able to even have the luxuries that we have without you. So thank you. Okay, so back to perspective and staying positive during this time. The secret to happiness is progress. I heard that from Tony Robbins, and I lean on that. The secret to happiness is progress. Think about it. I'm willing to guess the most bliss you've had in your life throughout your life is when you've accomplished something. This stands true with weight loss, okay? You are the happiest when you see results. Think about other measures of results like graduating school, getting an award, building relationship, progress. Let's recommit today and focus on making progress, okay? Recommit to the weight loss goal. Get that certification you've been wanting. Build your relationships with your kids. Build the relationship with your spouse. Find a way to make more money, okay? There are so many courses right now during COVID, during these quarantines that are offering free courses or even trial periods for courses. So you can get inspiration in other avenues, because again, everything is uncertain, and your deadline is the end of the quarantine. I always say you don't realize how strong you are until you're pushed into a corner. You're pushed into a corner right now. Now is the time to figure it out. Okay, in 6 months or a year from now, are you going to look back on this time and feel like you made the most of it or regret it. Let me give you a little history, okay? Back in the day, when the plague closed all theaters, Shakespeare kept his social distancing, stayed home, and guess what? He wrote King Lear. Another fact, when the bubonic plague kept Isaac Newton home, closed up the university, he did his home workouts, knocked out some TikToks, and he used this time to develop his theories on calculus, optics, and gravity. I have a few more things worth noting. Companies founded during a recession. We're talking General Electric, General Motors, IBM, Disney, Trader Joe's, FedEx. You ever heard of those companies? Those companies were created during a recession. Okay. More recently, we're talking about 2008 to 2010. Square, Venmo, Groupon, Instagram, Uber, Pinterest, Slack, WhatsApp. You ever heard those companies too? All of those companies were created during a recession because when you are pushed into a corner, you figure it out. You're able to think outside of the box, okay, and create something and figure out something that people don't have but need. I'm not saying you should start a business. You never know what you can accomplish when you start thinking outside of the box instead of sulking about the unforeseeable future. So start thinking outside of the box. I mean, you never know. You may be able to contribute something of value to humankind, or at the very least, just take the time to accomplish the goals that you've always said you don't have time for. But that's pretty much it. I hope this was helpful. The intention was to be more of a pep talk. But I don't know if you got that out of this little rant or are even more depressed. If that's the case, I'm sorry. But I won't leave you hanging without giving you some rules to live by. Okay, so number one, be grateful for what you have. Number two, work on what you can control. Okay, and number three, focus on the present. Remember, worrying is just a down payment on a problem that may never happen. So live for today, work for today, and be safe. All right, guys, have a great rest of your week. I will talk to you later. Peace.
This was another episode of The Right Life Podcast. For more motivation and future episodes with Alex, make sure to subscribe so you don't miss out on any life-changing moments.